Willie? When you've a moment, old lad.
I will not. What can I be getting you?
Same again, please. Waters, you going to have another?
No, thanks, Swimsy. Don't think I will. I've got to be up early in the morning. Worse luck.
Ach, you English. You can't even tuck a wee dram of whiskey for fear of your bare heads.
Oh, God, Campbell. I thought you'd gone home. Do be quiet, there's a good fellow. You're getting on my nerves.
Do be quiet, there's a good fellow. You're getting on my nerves. Ha! You great English Molly. No wonder you Southerns need Scotsmen to run your bloody country for you.
You're still harping on that? Who says we do, anyway?
All the big administrative posts in London are held by Scotsmen, aren't they? And what about the army? Every time yon English regiments go to pieces, they have to send for Scottish officers to control them.
Do they really?
Aye. And you ask anybody who was in the war, my lad. They'll tell you what they thought of the job.
Yes, I know what they said. They bragged too much.
What?
I agree. The trouble with all you Scots is that you have an inferiority complex.
You bloody patronizing bastard!
Oh, no, Mr. Campbell!
Right, Campbell, I'll break your ruddy neck for that, you dusty hunter! Take care!
Come along, come along. Shut it, Waters, shut it.
Come on, wait, Campbell, man. This is no way to behave. Be quiet.
That's better. Come on now, this ain't the League of Nations. I'm up here in Galloway for a fishing holiday, not a civil war. Take on both your houses. Have a bit of sense.
He called me a bastard. I'm damned if I stand it. He better keep out of my way, that's all.